Let's talk opioid litigation. I was surprised looking at this Bloomberg story. 2,700 cases brought by municipalities from across the nation against the entire opioid supply chain. So this thing continues to grow. But one of the big issues is that the judge presiding over the nation's litigation is under increased scrutiny recently due to the high level of secrecy he's brought to the proceedings. So not a lot of disclosure there for the public. To get some more color on that, we welcome Valerie Baumann. Valerie's a Bloomberg Law healthcare reporter joining us from Washington, D.C. Valerie, thanks so much for joining us. So give us an idea of what's going on here with this litigation and any lack of disclosure that may be coming into the market.
Thank you for having me. Well, from the beginning, Judge Polster has made efforts to keep things secret, most notably a database of all opioid drugs distributed across the United States from 2006 to 2012. That database was released after the Sixth Circuit basically called his decision to keep that secret bizarre and said he was abusing his discretion by doing so. So as a result, we now have lots of information out there about that window of time and where opioids were purchased, where they were sent, and what the players were bringing these to some of the most hard-hit parts of the country. However, there's much more information out there, more years of that opioid data, for instance, as well as information about what memos and emails are being exchanged internally, what marketing materials these companies used as they promoted opioids across the country. So there's a lot of lawyers and people watching the case that I've been speaking with who are concerned. And what's at stake really is whether the public will ever find out who was really responsible for the opioid crisis, what role every company played, and how to prevent it from happening again.
What is being kept secret? I mean, I can understand they want to keep secret patients' names, you know, privacy and all that. But when you say, you know, let's be direct here, it's the drug industry, et cetera, wants things to be secret and other people don't want it to be secret. I get that. But what's the what that's being kept secret?
Well, many of my sources say it's hard to know. I think what they really want to see and what came out during the trial in Oklahoma, that state's trial against Johnson & Johnson, were internal memos and marketing materials that seemed to implicate the company in trying to get these opioids out, any awareness that may have been out there about the addictive nature, that kind of thing. And what it's been likened to with among the folks I've been talking to is big tobacco. When that trial settlement was reached, millions of pages of internal documents were released as part of that settlement and created in a public database that has led to massive changes in regulations and how we deal with tobacco. And a number of historians and others who are watching the case say this needs to be repeated. We need to prevent this from happening again, not just to hold the companies accountable, but also the federal government. The DEA potentially failed to adequately regulate the distribution of the drugs, and we need to know who fell asleep at the switch and how.
That's kind of where I was going, Valerie. It seems like this is such a highly regulated industry that, you know, there's probably ample examples here where maybe the government doesn't look, will come across as well as it would like. Is that a valid concern?
Absolutely. There's a lot of interest for the companies and for the government to keep this information secret, which is one reason journalists pursued it so aggressively. The information that's now public in a database put out by the Washington Post reveals millions upon millions, hundreds of millions of drugs, just what's been called a spill pill dumped into the country, into small communities of, you know, hundreds of thousands, hundreds or just a few thousand people got tens or hundreds of thousands of pills in, you know, small spans of time. And the DEA the whole time had this information and was able to track it, yet apparently nobody raised the alarm flag. And this allowed this to go on for years and years, leading to the crisis we are in now.
Valerie Baumann, thank you so much for joining us and sharing this reporting on the opioid crisis. Just a brutal, brutal story. Valerie Baumann, Bloomberg Law healthcare reporter.